problem is with a lot of people is that we all have the emunah. It's built into our soul.
Amen.
It's part of the soul. The problem is legalot et emunah. It's to reveal it. And a lot of people, they have a problem with the emunah. Why? There's too many klipot. Same thing. I use the word sensitivity. When the soul is covered with too many klipot, the level...
Can you say klipot so my daughter can understand klipa?
Klipa is a shell. Same way that you have a orange, there's a shell around it, the peel.
The exterior, yeah.
The peel is not edible, it's garbage. In the spiritual realm, when a person does a sin, he creates a negative energy. A negative energy that covers the soul like a peel. Kabbalah calls it klipa. But it's a negative energy. If I now go and do a certain sin, I created this negative energy that surrounds my soul like a peel. And what does it do? It diminishes the light of my soul. So if now you take a light bulb and you just put it exposed, then it lights the room a certain power of light. Then you'll take like this little glass around it and it covers the bulb, it diminishes the light a little bit. Then you pull a lampshade, it will diminish the light even more. The more you cover the light, it will diminish it. What will be the result? Less light, and eventually darkness. So when a person does a sin, it creates this klipa, and another klipa, it diminishes the light of the soul, and the soul becomes less sensitive to holiness. So the person doesn't want to do anything. It doesn't see the importance. He does a sin, doesn't care. That's the power of the klipa, this negative energy. Now, the thing is that when a person does a lot of... Wait, I want to answer you. It's 2 minutes. When a person does a lot of sins, then the klipa covers the soul, and this emunah, the built-in emunah, is hidden. It's very hard to believe. And that's why a lot of people have the safek, the doubt in emunah. The advice for to building the emunah, because it's instilled in everybody, you just need to know how to reveal it. The best way to bring the emunah out of in a person is to say Birkat Hamazon. Benching. That's what Chazal say. Why? That's what Chazal explained. That's why when I want to bring people closer to Hashem, I invite them to my Shabbat meal. I don't tell them, do whatever you want. Just bench. Just say Birkat Hamazon.
But if they don't want to do that, so you just say for them and they say Amen, that's good enough?
It's not good enough. My whole point, when I bring people to my Shabbat table, is to for them to see how beautiful Shabbat is. And that we're being religious is not something bad, it's actually something amazing. You know what? For the last 11 years, every Shabbat, our Shabbat table looks like a feast. Baruch Hashem. I never met one person that says, disgusting. Never. You can't argue with Kedusha. You bring a person to a realm of holiness, and they see, you know, the beauty of Shabbat lights a certain light. We can see it, our soul sees it. Any person that I brought to my Shabbat table, as secular as they were, and I had people in my Shabbat table texting under the table, smoking outside, I don't care, just come to sit on my Shabbat table. Just smell some holiness. Just listen to me say Kiddush and drink the wine. You know what a light is in the wine? Just drink a sip. Just eat the bread that my wife did, challah. I never met one person that sat on my Shabbat table and said, I never want to come back here again.
I'll give you an example. I do.
Sometimes it has to be the right person who does the presentation. But in general, going back to what we were saying, what builds the most the emunah, the belief in a person, is to say Birkat Hamazon.
They're not going to say it. I say it, they say it.
No, I don't say that. I don't say... I don't say that you have to tell them to do it. I say when a person has a problems with emunah.
For me?
Yeah.
I say Birkat Hamazon. Big deal.
No, don't say big deal. First of all, one needs to say every day Birkat Hamazon.
I don't eat bread every day.
So you make an effort to eat bread. It's a mitzvah. That's what I said before, that you do things you don't have to. I can say mezonot on a cracker, but I have an opportunity. The other day, we have a minhag that every meal, when we eat dinner, we wash for bread. We make a seuda out of it. And my 8-year-old, a few days ago, my 6-year-old, was like, I don't want to eat bread. So So my 8-year-old told him, this is the siach, the conversation of two kids. My 6-year-old says, I don't want to eat bread, and we're having like chicken or whatever it was. So my 8-year-old tells him, yeah, but you have an opportunity to do another mitzvah. So, yeah, you can eat, you don't have to eat bread, but I have an opportunity to grab a mitzvah? Why shouldn't I wash a little bit and eat a piece of bread? So besides, that there is an inyan to every day to wash. There is an inyan that a person eats at least one meal a day to wash and to say Birkat HaMazon. That's first of all. Second of all, I know people who say Birkat HaMazon, it sounds like a song. According to Halakha, if you didn't actually understand what you said, it's like Shmona Esrei, it's like Shema. If you didn't have the Kavanah, if you missed words, you didn't say anything. So when if they say Birkat HaMazon with their eyes, not saying words, he has to say it again. If a person missed one word, now some people go 200 miles an hour. I don't know how you know, I'm Israeli, my native language is Hebrew, and sometimes I see Americans, they bench half the time, I'm just in the second paragraph, they were done already. How can you do it? So, Dafka in Birkat HaMazon, this is a jewel, there's a diamond hidden in Birkat HaMazon. Bezrat Hashem, we should do another shiur just on Birkat HaMazon. There's a diamond hidden in Birkat HaMazon that our sages say, hey, you should say every day Birkat HaMazon. You're hungry, you don't hungry, eat the shiur for the bread, just to say the Birkat HaMazon. Besides that, according to Halakha, if you are a fool, you still have to say Birkat HaMazon. V'achalta v'savata. You fool, verachta. So according to Halakha, you can't just eat a meal and then say Birkat HaMazon. So Chachamim say, so wash, eat kazait, this piece of bread, and then bench.
Yeah, but see, that's also Spartan. So you're not supposed to do that with the same
intention. Okay, so
you have the meal and you can have this much bread.
So have, you know what, I just gave you the exception. Yeah, eat a piece of bread, buy good bread. But the point is that our sages teach us, yeah, you have to eat, make a meal every day, likvo suda, then you have to bench, and there's a diamond hidden in it. You know what a mitzvah it is? You know who compiled Birkat HaMazon? So, you know, it's there's a jewel hidden in it. Why wouldn't I want to spend the 5 minutes in saying it? And the point is, there's no such a thing that nobody has 5 minutes. You know what? I have a class in Encino. Once a month I go there, a group of nice ladies, and I told one lady, she's very into the money, I told her, you want bracha in your business, eat bread every day and say Birkat HaMazon with really concentrating on the words and having the kavanah, and I assure you this is going to be a very good kli for you for parnasa. First she told me, who has time? I have to run appointments, this and this. I told her, you know what, find the 5 minutes, I guarantee that you're going to be 30 minutes less in traffic every day.
What if that didn't happen?
It will happen. There's no such a thing. If a person...
It might God help you for that one, but it might not mean much.
If you find the 5 minutes for Hashem, He will give you whatever you want. And in the days, I'll tell you, in the days...
I have been, you know, I'm not saying I have found time for Hashem a lot of times.
So maybe it wasn't enough time.
Huh?
Maybe it wasn't enough time. You know, maybe Hashem has high expectations from you. I'll tell you that the days that I'm 100% doing what Hashem wants with all my heart in the mornings, and I pray the right time at the right time, and I make sure that I study an hour Chassidut before I pray, and I study right after I do everything how I'm supposed to do. The rest of my day that I have 3 or 4 hours to run my life, it goes like smooth. And the days that I let my Yetzirah run and I didn't pray exactly in the hour that I wanted to pray and I studied only an hour or 2 hours and whatever, then my day runs into so many obstacles. So when you do Ratzon Hashem, Hashem moves all the obstacles away from you. This is the concept of the Kriyat Yam Suf. That Hashem says, you do what I tell you, I'll open the ocean for you, don't worry. And if you're saying I did enough, probably Hashem has high expectations. So that particular woman, I told her, 5 minutes? You are complaining that you don't have 5 minutes? The biggest rabbi in the world can fire, forget about rabbi, the biggest businessman in the world, a president can fire 5 minutes for whatever he wants. For Hashem, you don't have 5 minutes, so be on Facebook an hour and 55 minutes instead of 2 hours. Not you, I'm saying in general. There's no such a thing that I don't agree with anyone that tells me that they can find 5 minutes to bench. You can make time for everything. It all depends on priority. Seder adifuyot. There's priorities.
No, there's a level of frustration, I'll be honest with you. For me, it is a level of frustration.
So your healing...
It just gets to a certain point where you're like, you know, it's...
But your healing should be...
But it's not... But God loves the prayers of the ones that He loves. Like, you know, let Him love somebody else.
So I'm telling you, you have to find out which of these channels are blocked and to open them. And I can already tell you, find the five minutes a day to bench, you'll see miracles.
I used to eat bread every day.
And also on Shabbat. The point is, I told you, not to do 200 miles an hour on the bencher, to read the words and to internalize and to understand, wow, I can't believe it. If you read the words, I get amazed every time I read Birkat HaMazon. It arouses my enthusiasm to Hashem. I cannot believe that Hashem chose me to be His servant. That Hashem chose me to do mitzvot. Read the text. So, you know, if you zoom through the benching...
I don't see what you're assuming.
I'm not saying you. I'm using you as a broad...
But I'm saying, if one does do it properly, and still nothing happens...
So, you have to find the channels that are blocked. I can tell you one thing. Now we kind of missed the opportunity. We'll have to wait for next year. But once a year, the ultimate way to feed one's belief is to eat matzah on Pesach. I didn't say, I'm saying in general. It also depends which matzah you eat. It also depends what kavanot, meaning you have when you eat the matzah. The first night of Pesach, this matzah is called the bread of faith. In the Galut, when we have a second night, this is called the bread of Rechem Refuah. In Israel, we get both at the same night. But one night, the Arizal says, one night invest in this matzah, and you have to be careful in many little things, that water doesn't touch it, that it does become shruya, and the amount of time you have to eat it, there's a certain amount of time you have to finish it, not to take it. Some people make a whole ceremony out of it. This is remember last week we talked about the auspicious times? This is an auspicious time that you tap in and you feed your soul emunah for the whole year. So when I'm not saying you, when I'm saying you, I mean general you. When a person has problems with emunah, with belief, which is the foundation of serving Hashem, if a person doesn't have emunah, nothing will work out. He's doing it like he's doing it like a robot. You have to do everything with love. You have to dig in deep into your side, to your soul, to pull out this emunah, this belief. Then everything works in a total different level. But in order to dig into that level, you have to tap into certain places. So I know, from the little that I know, that saying Birkat HaMazon every day with all your heart and the meaning behind it, and doing it because you want to, not because you pressured, because I told you and you can't find the 5 minutes. You know, I cherish the time when I sit and eat, because I'm saying, hey, I'm with my family right now. I'm with my kids. I can ask them how was their day. I can now do the ratzon abore. I'm doing now the whole idea of creation. I'm now taking food and I'm consuming it, and I'm elevating the food to Hashem, and I'm now being the servant. I'm reaching the peak of my creation. Hashem created me to do a job here, and now I'm doing my job. I'm taking this food. I'm taking three levels of creation. I'm taking an animate. I'm taking a vegetation, a fruit, and I'm taking an animal, and I'm elevating all of them to my level, and I'm taking these godly sparks out of the food and elevating them to Mekoram, to their source, and even higher, it goes to a higher world. Their source is Olam HaTohu. We spoke about it last time. The source of the food is from Olam HaTohu. I elevate them to Olam HaTikun. When you meditate on this, I'm like, I'm not going to find 5 minutes now for Hashem. Who cares? You know, I People tell me all the time, you know, I call you, I text you, you never answer. I don't carry my phone on me. I check my emails once a day, and I check my calls every 3 hours. Why should I carry a piece of radiation on my pocket? My friend tells me, I constantly send you texts. It takes you hours to answer me. I told him, I don't hang my phone on me. Why should I hang it on me? I once a day, I look at my messages, I look at my email, I don't get fanatic on the phone. So, because it all depends on how you, what's your priority. So one person, this priority is here, one person, the priority is here. If you prioritize that Hashem, it says that kol chelev lehavaya, all the good, the chelev is the fat around the stomach in the animals that we're not allowed to eat. And that was supposed to go in the altar only to Hashem, but it's the best part of the meat. Meaning that the best of the best has to go to Hashem. The Baal HaTanya explains, what is this chelev? Is your mourning. If you give your entire mourning to Hashem, the rest of the day, you on cruise control, autopilot.
So let's say I do that tomorrow and it doesn't turn out like what you said.
Because,
can you give me any guarantees?
First of all, I don't give guarantees to anything. I just
except
quote what I learn.
Minutes.
But the guarantee I'm going to give you, the thing is like this. Imagine now you have, you see those bottles of water? Imagine now you have, here on the table, there's those bottles of water. Imagine now you have 1,000 bottles of water, but they're all empty. Empty bottles. Okay? But I can tell you, you can only fill 2 bottles a day. So it will take you 500 days to fill up the bottles. Okay? So if a person has a lot of kelim, a lot of vessels, spiritual vessels, but they're empty. Why they're empty? Because he took out the light out of them. He destroyed the vessel. Meaning he took the light out. Right? But I tell you, you can't fill all them. I mean, okay, you decided to change your path. You cannot fill the light in all the kelim in one shot. It will take you 2 a day. So it might take you a whole year to fill up all your kelim back again. So when people tell me, oh, you know, I'll keep Shabbat 3 times, I want to see my whole life changing. No, it doesn't work like that because I'm not saying you. So when you said, if I'm going to do what you said tomorrow, will everything work? I don't know, because I don't know the spiritual situation of your spiritual structure. Maybe it will have to take you 3 months of hard work to balance back what you didn't do. I don't know. I'm just assuming. I don't know you, and I can't read through you. I just know from my own experience that some people, they can fix what they did within a month. Some people take a year. Some people take 10 years. It's very easy to come to. It's very easy to come and say, oh, you know, I tried your remedy and it didn't work. First of all, I don't give remedies. I give advice. You go and do it. You have to go and pursue it. Don't come to complain. It's almost like, you know, coming, not you. It's like, you know, it's almost me like going, a 200-pound person goes to a dietitian, and the dietitian tells that person, do A, B, C, and D. Come back in a month. The person comes back, he lost 2 pounds. You told me to do. Did you do all 4 stages? No. So what are you complaining? And even if you do all 4 stages, I told you it will take 30 days. So same thing in Avodat Hashem. First of all, we don't know how much we're lacking. So if I need to fill up my vessels back again, I don't know how long it will take. I know from my own experience, when I became Baal Tshuva, yeah, you know how many years it took me to balance me out? It took me, I had at least 3-4 years of Yesurim that I don't wish on anyone. And then it took me years of such hard work to bring me to a point that I'm like, that I felt that my work was, that I fixed something. But in the entire time, I had in the back of my mind, okay, that's the process I have to go through. It's almost like, I'll give you another example. Not too long ago, I was like, you know, I'm getting older. And I
start exercising.
Yeah. So I gave you the example. So this is the perfect example. That I didn't exercise for 15 years. So now I started swimming. So the first day I did 2 laps, I was like, like a dead turtle. I was barely swimming. And you know, what did my Yetzer Hara told me? Tell me, leave it alone. Go and study now. This is my Yetzer Hara. Go and study now. It's more important. You see, you're like a a dead turtle, you're barely swimming. Leave it alone. Forget about it. It's okay. Don't worry. Hashem loves you, and Hashem will give you the arichut yamim, and you'll be healthy. Don't worry. You know? So I was like, no. So the next day I did 2.5 laps, and the third day I did 3 laps, and it took me a couple of weeks just to, you know, and I would come out of the pool, I would feel like a schmate, and I had like a, I was dizzy. And if I would listen to my Yetzer Hara would tell me, solve it, leave it alone. You know, Hashem gives refuah. You need to keep it. You need to exercise. You don't need to exercise. Just eat an apple a day. We'll keep the doctor away. So I needed to bring myself back to be in shape.
And Yetzer Hara is against exercise?
Yetzer Hara is against anything that will help you to serve Hashem better. And you know what? Rambam says, "Shanefesh bria beguf bari." And if your soul wants to function the right way, the body has to function the right way. And it is true. Hashem does give refuah. But you know how many people I know in their 60s and 70s and every Shabbat for 50 years eating the kugel and mugel and shugel and all these shtuyot and they're like a tank? That's not a way. That's not the way to serve Hashem.
And if you eat bread every day, you're going to gain weight also.
So eat whole wheat. Or eat spelts. My wife bakes healthy bread, so eat spelt. Whatever, I don't know exactly what she does. You know what the thing is, that the bread, why is so important? I'll give you a short explanation about the bread. How did Hashem create Adam HaRishon? Yeah, he took a bunch of earth, put it together, ve'ya'aleh ed min ha'aretz, and he brought some. How do you say ed? Not steam. Not fume. How do you say edim? Ed. Edim. Aleph.
Vapor.
Moist. He brought from above and from below. And then he made a man. And then ve'yipach ba'afiv mishvat chayim. But first he made. How do you make bread? You take powder, you take flour, and you add water, and you dough, and then you. So the same way that Hashem created man, a woman takes the wheat and creates the dough, and makes a isa out of it, and she puts her neshama into it. Ve'yipach ba'piv nishmat chayim, and that's why the challah on Shabbat is such a holy food, because it's you tapping in the whole point of all the mitzvot that the woman does, that she's mainly obligated, challah, nerot, enida, doing challah, lighting candles, and family purity, is to fix the blemish that Chava did in the first day, in the sixth day, like in the first day when she was created. She turned the light of Kibta Toro Shel Olam, she diminished the light of the world, she has to light the candle. She brought death into the world, she has to keep family purity. And she prevented from the whole point of creation to the first commandment was, Hashem put Adam and Eve in Gan Eden, and the first thing he told them, Purvu. She stopped it, because Adam left her for 130 years. She has to do the challah, she has to redo it. The woman is fixing the blemish that she did 5,000 years ago. That's why she's obligated in these three mitzvot and many others, but these are the main mitzvot that a woman has to do. And when a woman really meditates on her power on Friday, from Friday morning when she does the meal and she does her challah, it doesn't matter if Thursday night or Friday, it doesn't matter, the point. You can start preparing from Shabbat on Wednesday already. And then she concentrates on the whole, lighting the candle is not going like that. It's preparing, you know, everything. If you look at the Hasidim, the preparation is more important than the act. Because the preparation is what's building the vessel. The act puts the light in the vessel. The preparation, the hachana, is more important. How you prepare yourself for Shabbat. How you prepare yourself to light the candles. How you prepare yourself for everything. So a woman has such a powerful job in the world that she got the most important mitzvot to fix the problem from the 6 days of creation. So going back to the example, the same way that Hashem formed man from earth and water, you are forming here the sustenance of man. That's what bread is. That's why Birkat HaMazon is like a jewel. Because you're actually taking, any time you say a bracha, you are releasing the godly spark from what you ate. That's why we say brachot on food. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. The bracha is you release the godly spark. So when you say Birkat HaMazon on the bread, so much more so when you made it, you know what a tikkun you're doing it? And then you consume it? I always say that the key to all the sicknesses is the chala and benching. Chala has the same word letters of chole, just without the vav. The vav is what signifies that the pulling down to the klipot. That's the nachash, the vav. Pulling down everything to the klipa. Chole pulls down. The chala, no vav, no choli. And you know what? My wife, fanatic about doing chala. And the only time, one time we went to a Shabbaton and she missed doing challah, we all got sick. Not sick like, well, my kids running nose, you know, delicate garona, you say, whatever. And she said, Tiremaz, look at this, one time I didn't make challah. All the family got sick. So challah, don't worry about gaining weight. If you're doing it for a mitzvah, if you're eating a whole loaf, yeah, you might gain weight. But you're doing it for the mitzvah, don't worry. Shlichei mitzvah enam nizokim. If you are the shlich of the mitzvah, you're not going to be nizok for it all. And when a person does this, everything that we do in the spiritual, in the physical level, we connecting something in the spiritual realm. So when a person sits down and washes for bread and eats the bread and consumes it and then prays, there's a whole party going up in Shamayim. It's not recently, it's just when a bunch of women come together, yes, and they do a mitzvah, and half of those women will not do a fashat challah unless they come together, you know, zchut ha-rabim mesayatam. When there's a lot of people together, there's a lot of power.
No, I'm telling that recently, this is very important, got a very important amount of women,
yeah,
and fashat challah olamid and this, yeah, never we had such a thing.
Yeah, because most, I'll tell you what, because most women, they light candles. That's no problem. That's the easiest thing to do. Family purity, that's already a kvetch. Challah, you would think it's the one number one thing to do. Most women that I speak to, I don't do challah, I go and buy them. And that's...
I didn't know about that.
This is such a powerful mitzvah. My wife, when we first became religious, she went and like, I don't know if the right word to say investigated, but she wanted to find all the information. She found sources in Kabbalah and Hasidut. It's unbelievable the tikkun that a woman can do when she's making challah. Because all these three mitzvot, I told you, Chava, not that I'm blaming any one of you, but Chava did the problem. That's why Adam was very upset with her. But she created the first problem, she has the power to reverse it. That's why the power to reverse it was given to the woman. That's why she lights the candles. Because she kibta et orosh shel olam, she diminished the light of the world.
But what the Rashi said, it's Adam told her something that
it was all his fault they got kicked.
Yeah.
we're not going to fight now whose fault it is. But
he said, I will add whatever Hashem told me that to prevent her from doing that. That's how the Nachash used.
The thing is that the Nachash came into Gan Eden, he convinced the woman.
Yes.
You know, it says in the Gemara, the Nashim da'atan kala, the woman is very easy to be convinced. Mm-hmm. And you know what the Nachash did? He wasn't allowed in Gan Eden. Only Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden. There was no animals there. Especially not the Nachash. The Nachash was outside of Gan Eden. And you know what he did? He put some gel in his hair. Kacha. He came with a violin. Da-da-da. He was standing outside and singing to her. Amor. Amor. He was singing outside, telling to her how beautiful she is. And he put on an act. So she was like, wait a minute, I have a fan. Any woman out today walks in the street and somebody tells her a nice compliment or whistle towards her, Somebody looked at me. I have a
men
fan.
Men never do that.
Huh?
Men never do that.
Yeah. So Nachash was smart. He said, if I'm going to go to Adam and try to bargain in business, he's a Jew. He's going to kill me. In his, you know, I'll go to the woman. I'll tell her how pretty she is.
Because she was the boss.
I'll tell her how not. No, he just wanted to get into the garden. He just told her, open the door. I just want to go into Gan Eden for 1 second. I just want to see how it is inside. So, I'm saying it in a metaphorical way. The Zohar is explaining that Nachash was sitting outside. He was looking in, he wanted to go in. So he couldn't, he said, I can't talk with Adam. So I'll talk to her, I'll convince her. Look, we're not looking to find who's guilty. We're looking to reverse it. The thing is that the woman, I spoke about it many times, is much more powerful than a man. That's why she doesn't have to do so many mitzvot. That's why she doesn't have to do mitzvot shazman garama, the time that there's a limitation on time. Because woman in her essence comes from a much higher place. She needs the bare minimum. But in the little that she gets, just comes to show you the greatness that is hidden behind it. So to light a piece of a match, to light a candle, seems like a very simple and meaningless thing, but it's not. And you know what? Now I'm going to prepare. Next week I want to talk about, we said we're going to do a whole shiur why we have nisyonot, why we have challenges. So I will do, Bezrat Hashem Linen, the following week, a shiur about chala and nerot.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you some amazing insights from the Zohar about the whole
point
of...
Mashiach.